Good morning, beloved saints. Psalm 85 this morning. Light for the day, light for life. Verses 6 and 7. Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your steadfast love, O God, and grant us your salvation. I love that day. Revive us again. Why? So we can rejoice in this good God. Amen. And in the TPT, it says, revive us again, O God. I know you will. Hallelujah. Give us a fresh start. Then all your people will taste your joy and gladness. Pour out even more of your love on us. Reveal more of your kindness and restore us back to you. This is just so beautiful. It's again these sons of Korah that so understand that everything beautiful, everything wonderful comes from their God, comes from our Maker, comes from the Godhead, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, angels, all provision. And this is what all of us need to come to. You know, we can look to ourselves and we think, you know, we've sent here, and so we must be just special in ourselves. And it's actually not true. We are not, and we don't find our specialness, our uniqueness in looking at others. We just find it when we look to God, because yes, we are special and we are unique because we are God's workmanship in His image and likeness. But without fellowshipping and drawing close to Him and realizing that, and not being conformed to the pattern of this world, not being adulterers, but know that the God that made us is a true lover. He's got everything we need, and as we draw close to Him, that is what comes out. He pours out more of His love. Romans 5 verse 5, He pours His love into our hearts so that we can have the right expectations. Any expectations outside God drawing close, the faith of God, God working in us, is it's just a chance for another shipwreck, for some more tears. But when God draws close, when we draw close, when we understand that He's the lover of our soul, He has got everything we need. We are His love dream here on earth to live out His dream, the dream He has for us that blows our mind, what no eye has seen or ears heard God has prepared for us. And that's what we got to wake up to. And no compromise. God is a jealous lover. He wants to just love us. Amen. There's no pleasure when we have friendship with the world. We look to others. We look to Him and we feast on the destiny, the name that is written for us, the love that God, unique love. We're unique, guys. And that unique love. You look at any one of the saints, our brothers and sisters, that has lived out their life. Not one of them is the same. It's unique, like our fingerprints. And that's why, so we look to God. And that's why I love Isaiah 50 from verse 4. He says, morning by morning we draw close to the Lord. He refreshes us so we refresh others. And then we can stand. We can the testing comes in that day, but we are holding on to this goodness. And this goodness has come from God, so God backs it up. And then He takes us through whatever challenges come. And I love right at the end of the chapter, He says, if you light your own fire, you're going to lie down in torment. So you draw close to God, let Him light the fire, and you go into the day from the rising of the sun to the going down, praising Him, walking conscious of Him. Amen. Be blessed because God has restored us. His kindness is there. the safety is there, and then the security is there. Everything is found in this Almighty God. Amen. He is our shelter and our refuge, and we abide in His shadow, the shadow of the Almighty. Why? Because we are found now in Christ Jesus, a new and a better covenant, a ruling King that is restoring and bringing everything back to the way it's supposed to be. And so we come to our senses every morning in submission, in worship, in drawing, in hearing, in being motivated from the spirit to the soul to the body. Amen. Be blessed, because you are blessed. Arise and shine, for your light has come.